Okay, what are we up to? We're starting with Vav?
You're starting the simon. No, Aleph.
Oh, Hilchos Matzias Apas. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, very important. This next week coming up is a lot of important halachas which do very well for us to become familiar with. So Hilchos Matzias Apas, so cutting up bread and making hamotzi, boy, you'd see him. So, Aleph, alechem gomer shehu mechameshes minei dagon, on real bread from the five minei dagon, bevarchan and lefon of hamotzi, you make a bracha hamotzi, la'achar birchas hamazon, and afterwards birchas hamazon. Right? That's a standard five on the five minei dagon, as opposed to rice that we don't. Days, yeshu. There's a lot of misinformation about these halachas here, but you should be careful not to be mafsid between washing your hands and saying hamotzi. Amen. You are allowed to answer amen. I'll hold on a second. I want to move on. Sorry. Avamutal leilanis amen al eza brachas shemeya. So when you washed, right? When you washed and you hear somebody else making a Netilas Yadayim or Hamotzi or this or that, right? So then you can answer Amen. But there's going to be a place that you can't answer Amen. But this is after you wash your hands and you, well, we're going to see later. I don't want, let's, I don't want to leave it. Meaning, once you make Netilas Yadayim. When you wash your hands before you make the bracha on the Netilas Yadayim, you cannot answer Amen. If it's after you made on the Netilas Yadayim, then you can answer Amen, right? Fine. Ushihiya kedehilach chaf beis ama, and you shouldn't wait longer than it takes to walk 22 amas from the Netilas Yadayim until you say Hamotzi. That's almost impossible, right? How does anybody do this? The amount to walk 4 amas is considered like a second or two, right? So 22 amas, we're talking about, I don't know, 10 seconds, 12 seconds, 15, whatever. Whoever, I don't think ever in my life I said Netilas Yadayim, dried my hands, and said Hamotzi within 10 seconds. Right? This is a makar that you should have maybe a washing, what they call a washing station in your dining room. Right? Okay, but that's just a lechatchila. I mean, bias lebias, afilu hilich ma'at. You shouldn't go from house to house. I mean, you don't wash your hands in one house, then go to another house, even if it's very close.
But you would need
Right.
multiple washing stations. Even if you had it in dining room, if you waited for your family.
So, yeah, no chanami, but that, ultimately, it's not a hefsek if you're waiting for the right reasons. But yeah, that's true. V'chein im diber. Let's say you talk, that's not for the Torah to the Mikri Hefsik, that's also called a Hefsik. But Bidiyavid, if you made a Hefsik, less lon ba, there's no problem. Meaning, if you did talk, you don't have to wash again. Ubavad, try tell that to people. Right? Ubavad, also is a Maisa ben time, but that's as long as you didn't do a Maisa. Let's say you decided to go start texting or start reading the news. That's already not so popular. It's an interesting thing. People, no, nobody will talk. That's like from the Aseret HaDibros. But to open up a newspaper and read it, or a sefer, that lechayra, listen, I'm not going to say for sure, but that could be worse than talking. Certainly than talking about the meal. Bedvarim. And that you didn't talk a lot about other things. Because if you got into a whole political conversation about the food, et cetera, then even though it's about the meal, that's a hefsek, it's tzarich netila sheinis, and you need another netila. But certainly, if you just talk by mistake, you do not need to wash your hands again. Gimel beitzei b'pas b'makom hamufcher mipnei kovara bracha. You're supposed to. This gimel is really not nageya because we don't bake our bread this way anymore. But back then, the bread's baked. The bread got better. It baked faster in one corner and not as good in the other corner. So b'tzei b'pas b'makom hamufcher, you're supposed to cut it in the most choicest spot. Mipnei kovara bracha. V'mufcheru hamakom, and the best part is the crust. If that's where it baked very well, that's where the bread cracks. Because where the bread started baking, the dough gets pushed. It pushes the other side. I don't know, Peretz. Maybe you have an idea what this talking. I have no idea what this talking about. Right? Fine. Ach. Zokem, but somebody who's old, shekosher lechol pas kosher, he can't eat a hard bread. Then you have to makom harach. Then he should cut it in the makom harach. Umiyas ki ein lahafsik b'shehiyas achituch bein brachas amaitzi la'achila. And because you should not be mafsik between cutting, from the cutting and the brachas amaitzi la'achila, alkein chaitich ma'at saviv hapas. Then you cut around the bread, ki ein tabas. The way you're supposed to cut the bread is to make like a ring around it. Right, meaning going around the whole loaf of bread. Right, be'inyan shem yoiches b'prusa yala kol hakikar imay. Meaning, I don't think he means saviv around. Meaning, you're supposed to cut. This is what you're supposed to do during the week, not on Shabbos. You're supposed to cut the bread most of the way, but so that it's but not all the way because you want to make a bracha on something that's shalem, is complete. But you don't want to make a hefsek between your bracha of hamotzi and cutting it, right? Like what we do on Shabbos, especially with the sourdoughs. You make hamotzi and then you're sitting and cutting and cutting and cutting. I personally, based on this halacha, I would think that the hamotzi should not be made on the sourdough because it takes too long to cut it. But okay, I don't know. That's my own mishigas.
Even
But anyways.
sliced bread, you're not cutting sliced bread. You have a sandwich during the week, you're not cutting.
Right. Okay. So we're gonna get to that. We're gonna get to that. How it works. But we're talking about during the week. So you want to make the bracha on davar shalom, but you want to limit the amount of time between the hamotzi and the cutting. Right. So yalla kol hakikar imoy. So what you do is you cut it enough, but you don't cut it too much so that if you hold one end of the piece, let's say it's a roll. So you cut it, let's say 70% of the way, so that if you hold one end of the roll, the other end of the roll will come up with it. Jim Lakein, Choshev Kaprusa, because if not for that, then it's considered a prusa. Vanan You want to make that mitzi when the pas is complete. And then you leave that piece attached to the bread, and then you make hamotzi. After you finish the bracha, then you separate the bread completely, so that the bracha will be finished when the bread is still complete. Not like what some people do is that in middle of making the bracha, they finish cutting it. You don't do that. So now, okay, so again, so during the week, if you're eating a bagel, let's say, or a roll, you're not supposed to really cut. You should not cut the bagel in half until after the bracha. But what you should do is cut it the majority of the way. By bagel, you can cut it really most of the way. Make the bracha and then break off a piece. But I'll tell you why I think, based on the next. Oh, it's really on the next. Okay, let's finish this first, and I think why this may not be nageya is manazeh. Now to discuss what David said. V'chein kishbeitzeya mikikar she'ena shalim. And let's say you're cutting bread from a kikar, from a loaf that's not complete, like David said, a sliced bread. Lo yachtoch legamri koydem habracha. You should not cut that piece fully before the bracha. K'deisha tei b'shas habracha yoiser gadol. Meaning you should still keep this even when you're eating a slice of a loaf of bread because you want to make a bracha on the biggest piece of bread that you can. Right. And okay, so why are you cutting off a piece though? Why not just bite into it? Because it's considered respectful for the bread to cut off a piece and eat it. Now, nowadays, I think that's no longer. This is my own Torah, so anything I say on my own is totally not admissible unless we get big rabbis to discuss it, to be maskim to it, which I haven't really discussed with them. But meaning in the old days, they didn't take sandwiches and stuff it in their face the way we do, like a slice of pizza and a bagel and rolls and sandwiches. Nowadays that's the way we eat. Meaning in the old days that was totally not etiquette to, I don't know if that's the right way to say it, to do that. So nobody would be caught doing that. So you had to have this issue of how you cut the loaf. But nowadays we just bite right into it. So I don't think this whole thing should be negeya. Just make that mitzi and bite into it. Okay, Uba Shabbos. Lo yachta klal b'kikar, but on Shabbos, don't do this, right? Why don't we do this on Shabbos? So don't do this b'chlal ad achar habracha until after the bracha kedesh yu hakikar shleimas mamish because we need lechem mishnah, so you need it to be totally shalom, right? Now that's where you get into. The kitzur doesn't bring this. the Mishnah Berurah brings it about that even on Shabbos you should make like a little mark where you're going to be cutting the challah. That's sort of to do it this way, right? To do it a little bit, but it doesn't seem like a lot of people are makbid. But okay, but gam b'chol
Yeah, so
ugo.
what about all those break apart challahs? Is that all like a joke now?
Basically, yeah, I would think, right? But gam b'chol ugo daka during the week, if it's a small little roll, meaning like a matzah, yivarach kodem habetziah, then you should make the bracha before cutting it. Human chain shia b'shura. There's no delay in breaking it off. So that's what I'm saying. Nowadays, that we just bite into rolls. So I don't think it's necessarily so negaya. Fine. Dala la yivtza prusa katana. Don't cut off a small piece from the bread. Mipnei shenira katzarayin. Then it looks like you're cheap. La prusa yoysa mikabayin. Don't cut off too big a piece. Lafi shenira karabsin. You look like a hungry man. But that's only when you eat by itself. That's only when you're eating yourself. If you're eating with a lot of people, and you need to give a kezias to each one. That's an also an halacha. He just sneaks it in there, the kitzur, right? But when you're giving out challah on Shabbos, if you're the one that's making the amotzi, each person should have a piece lechatchila that it's a kezias, right? So then you don't have to be worried about looking too cheap or like a hungry man. Just it's mutter to do it the way the tzarech. But on Shabbos, even if you eat yourself, you can cut all the challah you want for the meal. You know those guys that gather up the challah right after Hamaitzi, so they shouldn't lose out any of the challah for the rest of the meal. So he's saying that's mutter. If they covered Shabbos because it's covered Shabbos, laharis chaviva suda Shabbos, to show the love you have for suda Shabbos, a chavetz lechol baharbe, that you want to eat a lot. Right. Yeshalach, but that eating has to be lekovet Shabbos, not lekovet yourself. So that's already a difficult avoda I have not perfected. Yeshalach, you should eat the piece that you broke, kaidim sheyecha pasacha, before you eat any other bread. Fumishim chiva mitzvah, to show love for the mitzvah, kiyun shabeirachalah, since you make a bracha on it. And then this next halach is also very interesting. But Goyim should not get challah, meaning at least the challah that you wash for the suda. Oila behema or do not feed it to animals or to birds. So leftover challah, and the shiksa wants to make a sandwich from Shabbos, shouldn't give it to her. If it's not left over from the
That
one you made the bracha on,
the first challah that you cut,
the first challah, the one that you made the hamotzi on,
but
that leftover.
even the
Shouldn't
birds.
go. That's what it says. It says don't give it to them.
So what happens if it's not edible anymore?
Mastama, once it's not edible, I would think it's okay. I would think. Right. By biter, hey, kaitim shivarach, before you make the bracha, yitain shtei yadav al hapas. Put both hands on the papas, sheyeshmen yud etzbayis, so you'll have 10 fingers. K'neged yud mitzvahs atluyas papas, the 10 mitzvahs that are tallying in papas, leisach rosh b'shovar chamor, right? Don't do klayim with the animals, which is klayim, leket, shikcha, peya. Those are all the halachas of what you have to leave over for the aniyim. Leisachsoim, don't muzzle your animals. Truma, ma'aser rishon, ma'aser sheni, challah. The brachas has 10 words for yud tevis b'pasuk eini chole lecha yisaberu for yud tevis b'pasuk eretz chito sahira for yud tevis b'pasuk v'yiten lecha. So that's why that's the significance of the 10. Because Yemer is Hashem, and when you say Hashem's name, yagbias alechem, you lift up the lechem. Not when you say hamotzi lechem in aretz. No, when you say baruch atah Hashem. That's when you lift it up. And then you lift up both loaves of the Lechem Mishnah. You make the bracha b'kavana. Make sure you say the hey of hamotzi. Don't mumble it. Make a little bit of a separation between the word of lechem and the min shalei, because you don't want to say lechem min. Right, that's because that's two different words. After the bracha, you eat right away. You're not allowed to be mafsik. There, you're not allowed to answer amen. Right, and you're supposed to not answer amen till lechatchila you chew and swallow. B'dieved, if you talked after you chewed, that's okay. Right.
What do you mean, don't answer amen?
Don't answer amen.
If I'm making a mitzvah for my family, kids don't say amen?
No, you shouldn't answer
Some
amen
guy
to somebody
walked in and
else's
made a
bracha.
bracha in your house.
Yeah,
Oh,
simcha, and
so,
everybody's making a mitzvah on their own, that type of thing.
okay.
Yesh lechol kazayis b'li hefsik, and you should eat a kazayis without a hefsik. That's another one. You meaning you shouldn't, before you eat anything else, before you talk, you should eat a kazayis. Oh, mitzvah lavi al shulchan melach kaidem shiyivta, you should bring the salt to the table before you break the bread. The yitpal prusas amaitzi b'melach, and you break the prusas amaitzi with salt. The fisha shulchan doimel mizbeach. The shulchan is similar to mizbeach. V'achila l'karbon, and achila is similar to carbon. V'nemar al kol karbon chak takir melach. That's another interesting halacha. Don't kill bugs on your table, right? Because it's considered a mizbeach. It's not proper respect. Zayin and mechalik prusas amaitzi la masubin. If you're giving out pieces of amaitzi to those that are masubin, lo yizrkein, don't throw it to them, like they do by the tishin. Dasa lizrk is a pas. You can't throw the bread. The gamli yitna l'seich yad, but you shouldn't get hand to hand either. Because that's the way you hand it to an oval after the Levaya, the Suda Savra. All right? And Eliyahu Nechana, you leave it in front of him. Right? That's why when newlyweds ask, oh, I'm going to be embarrassed that I can't hand the bread to my wife when she's in need, I say, well, nobody's supposed to hand the bread to anybody. So it shouldn't be a busha because you're really never supposed to do it. Right? You're always supposed to put it down on the table.